American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Just 3 days after the second attempt on his life, President Trump is heading to a massive rally in Long Island, New York. U.S. congressional candidate and former New York State Assemblyman Michael LePetri with his expectations for tonight's rally.
Expectations are about restoring common sense, energizing the Republican base to make sure that the congressional seats on Long Island, and specifically mine, flip into Republican hands to grow the House majority and make sure we could save America. And that's why President Trump is coming here, because he wants to make sure that the issues of the ABCs are attended to. Affordability, border, and crime. Make sure we have safe, secure, and affordable communities for all. The people of Long Island get it, and that's what we want to make sure we see this November 5th.
We'll find out later today how much interest rates are going to come down. The Fed is expected to cut the rate, but by how much? Analysts expect at least a quarter percentage point. Former President Trump says the economy is still not good.
The economy is now not good, and interest rates, you'll see they'll do the rate cut and all the political stuff tomorrow, I think. And, you know, will he do a half a point? Will he do a quarter of a point? But the reason is because the economy is not good. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do it. But we're going to get interest rates down.
Tom Carter of American Conservative Values says this rate cut is not going to make much of an immediate difference for the average consumer.
Certainly, interest rates will come down. I mean, if you're looking to get into a mortgage, hopefully over the next year, interest rates will come down. It'll be easier to get into a mortgage, or your car loans may come down, or things like that. But in the next month, if 25 or 50 basis points are cut, I don't think the average American is going to see that. Certainly, inflation is still an issue. The Fed needs to continue to address that. To the point earlier, energy and food prices are still high, higher than they were under President Trump.
Lawmakers sounding the alarm over the lack of information from DHS and Secretary Mayorkas on the assassination attempts on President Trump. Even Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal saying this.
I am reaching the point of total outrage because the response from the Department of Homeland Security has been totally lacking. In fact, I think it's tantamount to stonewalling in many respects. If necessary, I'll certainly support a subpoena.
Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez sits on the House Homeland Security Committee.
You know, it's pure madness to think that the government has successfully protected President Trump. I mean, it's clearly that hasn't occurred. Sitting on the House Appropriations Committee, one of the things that frustrates me is the first question is always, well, Tony, if you only give us more money, we'll do a better job. That's the wrong approach. It needs to be, what are the policies? What are the procedures? And Secretary Mayorkas is the head of DHS. We just had two assassination attempts against a former president of the United States and a current leading candidate.
A Pentagon advisor and military strategist says he is not surprised that Israel apparently sent a bunch of terrorists to the hospital and killed at least 8 by blowing up their pagers.
Dozens of Hezbollah terrorists were wounded in Beirut suburbs and other parts of Lebanon after their handheld pagers exploded Tuesday. Photos and videos showed people lying on the pavement with wounds on their hands or near their pants pockets. Emergency rooms were reportedly overloaded with patients, many of them with injuries to their limbs, some in serious condition. Bob McGinnis is a national defense analyst and author of more than a dozen books on national defense issues.
I'm not surprised by this. I celebrate that Israel is using it effectively, and it demonstrates not only strategically that they have a deep understanding of their enemies, the proxies of Iran, such as Hezbollah. So this is good news.
And McGinnis says whomever did this understands the technology and how to use that technology to their advantage.
It also means that they have good tactical intelligence to know that these Hezbollah terrorists carry pages, and they evidently understood enough in advance to make sure that they marketed these terrorists with the right types of pagers that they could then cause to explode at a particular situation.
I'm Chad Groening.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.